Hey guys, another lesson from Flash Building here. What we have here is a file that I created about a year ago, and it was inspired by a menu I saw at Adobe.com. And I was at Adobe.com and they were showcasing, I think it was like, it was something like Dreamweaver was sitting there, and then Flash and Photoshop. They were all going up and down, and I noticed how they had cool reflections that would go up and down away from them, so it looked like kind of like a glass bottom flat reflective surface there that they were flying and floating up on when the mouse goes over them. And then when you click them, certain things happen. When you click these, they'll go to a URL, open a web page. But you can have it scripted to where it does something in your Flash file too. So let me explain it to you. Now it's going to be free for download at developphp.com, and you can just go and snatch it up. And since it was just laying around, I haven't used it for about a year now, maybe a little less, but I haven't used it for a while. It's just going to go obsolete and I won't use it. So, and I think it's a really nifty effect, and it's all manual. There's not much really complex going on about it, so it's easy to understand how to do it. So let's check it out. Okay, so if the menu interests you and you come and you download it, you're going to open it up in CS3 or CS4. You'll notice it's programmed in ActionScript 3, and this is the only movie clip right here that's of interest, really. These are just text fields and crap that I threw in there. Now this movie clip, you double click inside of it, and that's where all the magic's happening. And what we have is a red glow layer, which is that red glow behind all three of those display items there, menu items. And then we have site 1, which is menu item 1, site 2, and site 3. So you have three menu items, and each is its own movie clip, and you can see how the reflection and the item is joined together inside of a movie clip. And you see how they each have instance names down here. Okay, I just renamed this layer AS3 because that's where the script is. And there's also this little black gradient that's on that layer as well. Now I'm going to mention something really quick. If you happen to have a pattern background where it's not possible to have a gradient to make your reflections effect and your fade-offs, then you can use a Cache's bitmap tutorial we have at DevelopPHP, which shows you how to take a movie clip and make a perfect reflection of it with a gradient on it like that, and you can use a pattern background. Using this here only works for flat, so I have a flat black background, so using this gradient works for me. I just wanted to note that. You guys to know that if you had a pattern background, it's still possible to do all this, but you have to use the Cache's bitmap method. Okay, now the code is oh so simple, easy button stuff. And let's highlight that layer and press F9, open the actions panel and look at it. So what we have here is function target over and function target out, which are universal functions that run for all the menu items when they're rolled over. Since each menu item, each one of these three menu items has the same structure on the inner timeline, then we can use universal functions. So that's what we do. Instead of having an over and out for each one, they're universal, and all you have to do is make a listener for each. You don't have to have a function for each. That's if the inner timelines allow you to do that, if all your buttons are the same or all your items. Okay, so now usually it pertains to movie clip buttons. You can use that. Okay, so now the functions we see here, FB down, we down, and develop PHP down, that's just named that way because that's the site that it goes to: Flash Building, Web Intersect, and develop PHP. So those are the functions that when clicked, when those menu items are clicked, each one of these sites, then these functions will fire off and it'll navigate to that URL. That's a navigate to URL code right there, and so that's what happens. So here's the listeners for the rollover and rollout for the functions, the universal functions up top, and here's the listeners for the click functions, which are right here that have the URLs of where to go when clicked. So that's the extent of the complexity of the code. Just simple button stuff. Now, what we have on the inner timeline of each menu item I'm going to show you now. Okay, so since all three are exactly the same, I'm going to click on one, double click it, and show you the inner timeline and how this movie clip is set up. And each one is set up exactly the same. Okay, so on the top we have the actions layer, where if you press F9 on those, you'll see the stop action there, and then there's a stop action there, and we have an overstate that happens right here. So this fires off with those event listeners that we were looking at a minute ago in the script. Over, it opens up or rises, and then out. When out fires off, it goes back down. It's very simple. Over and out. Now what happens is this item here goes down, this item here goes up, and then there is an item in the center right here on the bottom, which I put there so when we're all the way extended up and down, this item is here to make sure that it stays up. Even if the mouse is sitting right here, the user's mouse is sitting in that blank spot between those, it will stay active and up. And so that's why that is there, this layer 6. And then there is a gradient that goes up with this bottom layer. Let's see, if we make it to where we can't see that gradient, it looks just like the one on top. So I just put a gradient on it of black to match my flat black background, and it makes it look like it's more of a reflection on a glass surface. So that's how that works. And like I said, each one of those three is exactly the same. And that's pretty much all you need to know. And it makes a really, really awesome effect. Really classy, cool, professional looking. Great for a website portfolio, like I'm using it here. It's like showcasing these three websites. Or products, softwares, whatever, anything. It's just a very engaging menu. Very nice. Okay, well, I think so anyway. And I think a lot of other people would think so. You don't really see this much. It's very unique.